What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great, the podcast that has no problem blowing the shit out of 3 MIGs over the Indian Ocean. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well, Terry. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
Now, you may have noticed from that introduction, snuck in a little vague and oblique reference to the fact that we are covering 1986's Top Gun, the first in our Tony Scott miniseries behind the paywall here for just you lovely patrons. We'll get there.
I'm going to send you up against the best.
Yes, sir.
You two characters are going to Top Gun.
I feel the need. The need for speed.
For 5 weeks, you're going to fly against the best fighter pilots in the world.
You guys really are cowboys.
I'm an instructor at this school. I see 20 new hot shots every 8 weeks.
I don't like you because you're unsafe.
That's right.
I am dangerous.
Because we're just covering the movie, no preamble needed. We're going to get straight into the boyf.
Yes, Terry.
Care to take
all action.
Care to take a stab at the budget?
I will say, what, 1986?
Yeah.
I was the tender age of one.
I would have been like 3 months
you
old.
Weren't even, yeah.
I was Feb 86. So.
Well, this would have been summer, I guess.
May. So not even through May 12th.
Isn't that mad?
Yeah.
I will say $25 million.
Oh, if you just left it at 20.
Fuck.
It's 15 million.
Fuck.
So you would have been within 5. Opening weekend.
$5 million.
$8 million. Pew, pew. Maybe you just needed to be hidden behind the paywall. Domestic total?
I'm not going to get it.
Well, maybe.
Domestic total. The fact that you're shaking your head makes you think it's going to be a big one, because it is a big movie. 100 million.
176 million.
Whoa!
Worldwide?
365 million.
353 million. So close.
Fuck.
Rotten Tomatoes?
Well, it's going to be retrospectively, since the internet wasn't out then.
Yeah,
so
at the time.
They're going to be... What?
It's critics at the time.
Oh, okay. So it isn't retrospective.
No, it's like, this is what
the
was...
time. Yeah. Okay. Still probably the same. I would say critics, 89.
57.
Ooh.
Audience score?
77.
86.
Way off.
Yeah.
Shit.
One Oscar.
Best soundtrack. Is that an Oscar?
No. The soundtrack is not an Oscar, but you're close.
Score.
No.
Sound editing.
No.
Sound design.
No.
Best song.
Yes. What song though?
It's either gonna be...
I'm only gonna give you one guess at this. Alright, what song?
My heart says Take My Breath Away, and my penis, it says,
also says
Danger Zone. I'm going to say Take My Breath Away.
Correct.
Yes. Seems more Oscar-y.
Yeah. Well,
can't imagine
Kenny
Danger
Loggins
Zone.
Not getting nominated.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Doo, doo, doo. Yeah. A song that is probably used best for like magician shows or something like. Now I'm going to cut this lady in half.
Doo, yeah. Doo,
highway to the Danger Zone. Great tune.
Some great songs in this.
Here's what. And so it was directed by Tony Scott, of course. Produced by Don Simpson and Jerry Bruckheimer.
Oh, of course.
And Don Simpson and Jerry Bruckheimer. What was there? There was a movie there recently that. Like,
Bad Boys?
It was Bad Boys, yeah. That Don Simpson was put on the. Even though he's dead, died of a massive cocaine overdose in the 90s.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, wow.
That but wasn't that drunk producer.
That's
that.
Joel Silver. They're kind of like rival producers.
Were they?
But they're of a kind. Like, it's like,
if you do, you
go,
think
go
you can 80s. Do that much? You think you can do more coke than me? Yeah. Think again.
What do you mean you sold 12 keys to Joel Silver?
I'll take 50.
Yeah, bring him over right now. So they...
Dead.
Poor Don.
Oh, dear.
They... You said you haven't seen Beverly Hills Cop 1.
No.
They produced that, and they made a shit ton off the soundtrack because they created original songs for it. So they got artists to write original songs for the soundtrack, and the exact same thing for Top Gun.
So it's like, Take My Breath Away, an original song for Top Gun. Wow, that's such a classic now.
Yeah. I mean, when I think of Take My Breath Away, what do you think of?
I don't think of anything.
Yeah.
Because I don't, so I haven't really associated. I mean, it's always been parodied.
It's Always Sunny is what I always think of.
What?
The Dennis system. It's like, and then they bang. It's like, that's the blue shoe.
And I was thinking, I knew that in the movie where they're actually doing it to that scene, I was like, I know this has been parodied in a few things.
It's just the like the cut. It's like, and then they bang. Like,
Oh, what a great show.
The inspiration for the film was from the article Top Guns from the May 1983 issue of California Magazine.
California Magazine.
It featured aerial photography from Lieutenant Commander Charles Heater Heatley. Call sign is Heater. Yeah, you think of a better call sign yet? Sloth Boy.
No, I think Sloth Boy kind of covers it. Okay. I haven't given it much more thought. But I did roll my eyes a few times at the call signs from the guys in this.
Really?
Yeah. Like, there's a scene where like he sees Maverick as your man Wolf Man. And I was like, who the fuck is this, by the way? He just shows up. He's hiding behind the lockers. He's like, Maverick, just quit.
It was more like, yeah, Maverick, just quit.
I'm watching, am I supposed to know this clown? And then it's like, it's Wolf Man. I'm like, Wolf Man, you're no wolf. But no, anyway, sorry. Okay. In answer to your question.
So basically it detailed the life of all these people that lived in self-titled Fighter Town, USA. That's where the Top Gun students were. And basically Bruckheimer and Simpson read it and they were like, here we go, this is going to be our next smash hit. It ended up being a huge recruitment tool for the US Navy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because people thought it was so cool.
Yeah, I want to be like that.
I think it was the next 7 years, they had record enrollment in the Navy. And like, a lot of people turned it down for that reason. Like, Matthew Modine turned down the lead because he's like, I don't agree with the military-industrial complex. He went on to make Full Metal Jacket, which is like a big critique. Full Metal Jacket?
Oh, no, I thought you said he... But then he went on to make Full Metal Jacket, as in like, he did... go into
but it's a big critique of like treat you like shit in that to you will be broken down,
as
opposed to everything's cool here, you know we're all fighting the good fight against nameless enemies, which is Top Gun Maverick as well,
I have some questions.
Tom Cruise also turned down the movie but was convinced to take a meeting with Jerry Bruckheimer by Ridley Scott because he had just finished shooting Legend with him, Tony Scott's brother. And apparently Jerry Bruckheimer got the Navy to take Tom Cruise up in a jet. First time ever in a jet. Flew him around. He was like getting sick everywhere. And it was like, it's basically like the Tom Cruise origin story. He basically got off the jet and like went and rang his agent and was like, I'm in, I'm doing this.
Wow.
And now he won't stop doing it.
Adrenaline junkie. Yeah. Wow.
So it was like that, like same thing. He didn't know how to ride a motorcycle before he did this movie.
Really?
And he learned how to do it. And now
he's Joe fucking motorbike.
Yeah.
But like, it's funny. I wonder how his career would have actually panned out if he hadn't have gone up on that first flight.
How interesting.
Before Top Gun. Like, he probably would have made totally different movies, made different choices.
I mean, he did do that anyway, you know, but like, would he have become the mega global? Like, this is the movie that launches him really into
is
like,
it?
Yeah, because like he had Risky Business before this and Legend, and then it was like a year of like cooling off, and then it's just this Color of Money, like the same year, and then you're off to the races.
Kind of, he
starts working with everybody.
I can see why. He is oozing charisma. He's like a raw, like, jewel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he is a bit raw still, innit? But he's undeniable.
It's bursting through his seams and pores, is charisma.
Want to bottle that shit up.
Yeah. tell you. I'd lap that shit up if they sold it.
Where would you drink it from?
His, no.
Oh, you almost had me. Tony Scott was hired to direct on the strength of a commercial he had done for Swedish automaker Saab, in which a Saab 900 Turbo is shown racing a Saab 37 fighter jet. Which is pretty interesting, I think.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that? Oh. Like I said, Modine turned it down. There was a bunch of other people they were looking to get in. Emilio Estevez, Patrick Swayze, Sean Penn, Charlie Sheen, Michael J. Fox.
I could see a lot. I can't see Michael J. Fox in it, but I could see...
Kind of could.
I could see Emilio Estevez in it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been as good.
Ralph Macchio was also...
Yeah. You know, wouldn't have been as good. Kid. God. Just take me back to that time where these names are getting thrown out for roles. Yeah. Just take me back. Even though I wasn't old enough to remember it, just...
Like, would you want to be 20 in the 80s?
I would love to have been... good question. Yeah.
The 80s are kind of depressing in Ireland, though. Like,
yeah.
Like, 80s Hollywood, like,
I think I'm happy with the age and the era that
L.A. 80s, maybe, like.
Yeah, if I was in America in the 80s, if I was, like, 20 in 1985, you know, then maybe. Would you be the same?
Yeah, around that, like, again, though, depending, like, in L.A. When I think of 80s, like, L.A. or Miami or something like that, like, where it's, like, I want to see coast and neon lights.
Where it's like the 80s aesthetic that we all know now. You know, not like Thatcher's Britain.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, you know, people on the unemployment, Stardust. You know what's happening.
Exactly,
like,
Everybody, not quite the same.
Everybody who's in their 20s looks 50 because they have bad haircuts and bad facial hair. Like,
Terry, I rewatched some old Crystal Maze episodes and it's just... I mean, so she's 50, right? It's like, it's Janet, she's 18, and she's a student from Oxford. You know, like, sorry? Like, I can't believe it.
They didn't know how to self-care.
No. These 20-year-olds with mustaches and all, anyway.
Val Kilmer
was
reluctant to play Kazansky as he found the script silly and disliked warmongering films. But he had to take the role because he was under contract with the studio. So, but it's good that he did.
It's probably good for him as well in the end.
And the producers actively got the assistance of the US Navy in the production of it. So much so because they had the skirmish scenes written around Cuba and they were like, no, you can't do that. That's too close to home.
Yeah.
Let's make it Indian Ocean and like nameless bad guys. Here's something. Maverick's love interest was supposed to be another female cadet.
Oh,
but the Navy said,
no women in the Navy.
No, they could be, but you're prohibited from fraternizing at the time.
A lot of red tape around this.
Yeah, I mean, Marvel movies actually did quite a bit of this as well. Got a lot of funding from the U.S. government because they make...
Questionable?
Yes, very questionable. Like,
don't know if I like that.
I'd imagine the budget is only $15
million. Yeah.
I think the Navy probably underwrit a lot of this for the fucking jets alone.
Yeah.
Like, how much is the jet worth? Like, 30 million?
They're not CGI in those jets.
No, they're real jets, you know? And they're blowing them up. and the Charlie character was going to be an aerobics instructor. But after the producers met this woman, Christine Fox, call sign Legs, she was a civilian mathematician employed for the Center for Naval Analysis, they kind of said, let's use you as our character for Charlie.
Right.
Who's played by Kelly McGillis, of course.
Of course.
Andy, what did you think about it?
I liked it. Do you know what? I was kind of like, how long was it on? It's like 2 hours?
Yeah, it's 1:40.
Like 1:40, I think it was.
1:45 around that, like.
I feel like the first, I kind of lost interest, I'll be honest with you, by the end, the last half hour or so.
Wow.
I was into it, and then I just all of a sudden wasn't into it anymore. Maybe it was when Goose died.
It's a tough one.
It was a tough one.
Anthony Edwards.
He was great. I liked him. But like, I have some questions about it.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the enemy? What was their mission? Like, what were they doing?
That's what it is. That's like... the question everybody has, like, I guess it's Russia. Because Russians fly MiGs.
Right.
And it's the Cold War. And
they don't have them talking. It's just some random guy.
You know, the whole thing is...
Like, why are they there? Why are they on some special... Like, I didn't recall hearing about how, like...
You know what I mean?
These guys, we need the best to take out these guys. It was just...
It's just in case, I guess. Like, you know, so it's like the bit at the start...
It's like swatting mosquitoes.
What are they doing in our airspace? And it's like, he's not gonna shoot or whatever like that. Like, you would have shot already. Which is part of it. Like, you know? And then by the end...
I was just kind of like, what's the point?
Well, the point is, like...
It didn't seem like, again...
The point is, it's a sports movie wrapped in a war movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's exciting. The start of it is exciting.
It's exciting.
Like, that whole bit...
How do you mention sport movie, though?
You got to be the best.
If this was a American football team, and Tom Cruise is some hotshot, risk-taking player who's been drafted in, I think I would have enjoyed it a lot more.
Hmm.
Planes don't do anything for me, I'll be honest.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And this seemed just as kind of visceral as Top Gun Maverick to me.
I disagree, I think.
I thought, like, oh, so they're in the planes there too.
They're not, though, like.
I thought they were.
Yeah.
And you know.
A lot more stock footage in this, it seems. You know? Stock footage.
Oh, excuse me. But yeah, I just... The whole act of planes, getting in and out of planes and... flying them up, I was like, that doesn't connect with me at all. I would have loved all the characters and a twist on the story, now that you mention it then and there, into a sports context or something. I would have loved...
You know, it's a competition. It's also like a school movie, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's way more of a school movie than Top Gun Maverick, even though they're training for the mission. It's not like, oh, Rooster has to be number one.
Yeah.
It's like...
It definitely wasn't bad. I enjoyed most of it. If you were asking me, have you seen Top Gun? I wouldn't be like, yeah, shy. But it was kind of just a little bit... You know?
I get you.
It looked great. You know, like those scenes where he's at your one's house on his bike and drives away. I'm like...
Tony Scott give me that as a frame. The shit out of it. Like, doesn't it? Like everything looks incredible.
There's like, loads of shots where I'm like, "Ooh, that's a great shot. Ooh, that's a great shot." You know, so
he's a very stylish director.
Mm.
He kind of goes crazy in a good way. The later on in his career he gets.
Yeah,
Man on Fire, Unstoppable. The camera's like never stop moving and stuff. Yeah, this it's more steady.
Yeah,
but having said that, I really appreciated the mania of being in the cockpit this time a lot more.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Like, oh, where is he? Oh, he's here. Like, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the old story. It's the birth of the Tom Cruise character as well.
Yeah.
It's like the guy who's the best at everything. But maybe he's a little bit too cocky, but can also back it up. Maybe, you know? Yeah. Like, there's a lot of that.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why is it that in Top Gun Maverick, I expected a young Jennifer Connelly.
So, she is mentioned in this movie. Okay. Because they're talking about the Admiral's daughter, Penny.
Right.
And that they use that for the Jennifer Connelly character. Jennifer Connelly would be too young. Jennifer Connelly makes like Labyrinth the next year. So she'd be like 16.
Right.
But she is age appropriate for Tom. She's like 10 years younger than Tom Cruise.
But in Top Gun, the original, how old is she supposed to be? Like
the same age. 10? The same age. No, she's supposed to be the same age as.
Oh, okay.
That's why. And like. Right. They age him down and age her up Top Gun Maverick. She's just mentioned as
so I was
like,
thinking, like, in Top Gun Maverick, I was like, did he last see her when she was a child?
No, that'd be silly. No, and she's just off screen in this because they like...
Okay.
He's like, the guy from Back to the Future, Strickland, the principal.
Oh, yeah. He's
like, just... chomping on that cigar.
Yeah,
he's,
yeah.
He's like, and you're in hot water already, Maverick. And then Anthony Edwards Goose is like, the Admiral's daughter. Penny's like, shut up. You know, that's her.
Right.
That's who they're talking
okay.
about.
Kelly, I was wondering about that. I was like, what the fuck? Like,
they didn't bring Kelly McGillis back because she was too old for Top Gun Maverick, which kind of sucks.
That's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is terrible. Like, because she's like 5 years older than Cruise. Yeah. So like, he looks a good 60. But you can't have a 65-year-old in Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah,
but
Jennifer
Connelly is like 49 and looks...
Is she only 49 in Top Gun Maverick?
Yeah, no like way. Around that, I'd say. Or like early 50s.
Yeah.
But looks like 40. You know, it looks like.
So. I mean, them's the breaks, I suppose.
It's,
like,
it's shite. Like,
it isn't fair, but you can't have him a 65-year-old love interest.
Yeah.
You know, because even though that is his age or in and around, it just wouldn't work.
But it's like the first time in years, it's like, oh, an age-appropriate romance. Like, because he doesn't really have romances, say, in Mission Impossible, except for when he was married to your one. But she was like 15 years younger than him.
Yeah.
You know?
I seen a picture of Rebecca Ferguson on Twitter.
Just incredible. She's stunning.
And I was like, wow, she is actually stunning.
Yeah. She looks like Ingrid Bergman. Like,
yeah, kind of, yeah.
Like classic Hollywood.
She's never really on my radar until this year when she reviewed all the Mission Impossible and then was in Eating Kids and Dr. Sleep.
Yeah.
I tell you, she could... No, forget it.
my letterbox review is she can turn me into a vampire any day.
Yeah, 100%.
I want to talk about Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Two movie star making performances in this.
I thought he was very good.
He's so good.
He's got a great... It's a perfect casting for this
role. He's just like the jock jerk prototype, like, you know. But also like kind of right in a lot of ways.
He's not too one-dimensional where you're like, he's obviously the bad guy in the team and Tom's good. Like, they're quite similar, actually.
They're like two sides of a coin. And and you can see why they become best friends.
Yeah.
You know? And like, even the gay volleyball scene.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, and that kind of serves a purpose that, like, if they hated each other so much, they wouldn't be playing volleyball again. Yeah. You know, like, it is a rivalry. Like, you know what I mean?
It's kind of like, it's not necessarily friendly, but there's a respect or something.
They want to bang. Like, there's many bits. Like, it's such a gay movie as well. Like,
it is a gay movie. Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with
it. No, but like, literally the first two guys you see, I don't know if it's Slider and Wolfman.
Excuse me? All right.
Or whatever, but it's like one of them has their arm around the other one.
Yeah.
And it's like, somebody says something, he's like, don't tempt me. Like, okay.
I'll be
all right, girls, calm down.
But the thing is, right, I was like, it's only when I watched the original Top Gun, and I was like, it's kind of... It took a little bit of sheen off of Top Gun Maverick.
Do you think so?
Because there was too many like for likes that I noticed. I'm like, oh, they did that literally.
It's an echo, Andy.
Yeah, but you know, Great Balls of Fire. Like, why would
he's sitting on the piano when his dad? We talked about this.
Yeah, but like
when his dad is playing,
he's literally wearing the same bloody shirt as the dad.
He's fucked up since his dad died. Like, he wants to be his dad.
Yeah, I know. But there was just a few where I'm like, oh, that's exactly the same. Or or the volleyball thing.
It's
isn't there a volleyball thing on Top Gun Maverick too?
Dogfight football.
You know what I mean?
You know?
Same song. Hanging with the boys.
You're wrong.
No?
Hanging with the Boys is Top Gun, and then the other one is not.
Something else?
Yeah, it's something else. Okay. But it's like a modern equivalent of it, like, you know?
What
about Tom Skerritt as Viper? When Goose dies and he walks in, he's like, Goose is dead.
Yeah.
Like, no shit. Like,
yeah, I know.
Like,
I know.
Yeah, like, it was 10 minutes ago. He's like, well, you got to get over it. I'm like, all right, man.
I've been dealing with it for the last 5 minutes of the movie. He's like, Goose is dead. I know.
Yeah.
In his whitey tidies.
Yeah. Staple. I was only watching that clip from Magnolia the other day where he's
like
the big giant whitey tidies. Like,
but.
Good movie.
Do you know what? Yeah, overall, I liked it. I would, you know, I don't think it's going to rank too high on the Tony Scott.
I will tell you now, I was contemplating leaving it off. But then I was like, you have to put it on.
I'm glad I saw
it. Yeah, no, but it's too, because like it's his first big hit.
I think it's
like a second movie, Tony Scott.
Wow. Well,
and then it's like...
It's well directed,
yeah.
I will say. On Tony Scott's behalf.
Hey, you know, did you notice who was his replacement? First of all, I want to talk about actually, before we wrap up.
Yeah.
You know, Goose dies.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's sad.
You know, very sad. And they had to do it.
Bit unnecessary.
I think it's totally necessary.
No, a bit unnecessary that they're even there, to be honest.
What do you mean?
It seems like a very minor threat. You know what I mean?
They're
in
training.
The first place. Like, just fucking, you know, shoot something up there.
Well, it's the Cold War, though, so it could be over any minute and they might have to go back in, like, you
it
know?
It seemed unnecessary that they were even there.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway.
And it's kind of Iceman's fault. He doesn't take the shot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then they replace him with Sundown, the black guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
He's like, take the shot, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, he's like, you're good at taking it. Now, I don't know if you remember who this guy is.
No.
He's Die Hard.
Argyle?
Theo. the other black guy. Argyle is John McClane's black friend.
Oh,
Theo
okay.
is Alan Rickman's black friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And the quarterback is toast.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
I'll take the shot when I'm goddamn ready. Yeah. Or something like that.
So he's benched. And yeah. then, like, you know, Maverick is sent off to...
Oh, yeah, he is just benched. Yeah,
and he's replaced. Merlin is his Rio. Do you know who is Merlin?
You're saying a whole bunch of words right now. No.
Rio is the guy behind you.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who Merlin was?
No.
You didn't notice him?
Merlin?
Yeah. No. Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins is in this?
He's like the backup guy because he's like Cougar. You know Cougar at the start who has the freak out?
Yeah.
Merlin is his like number two.
Never yeah. even copped it.
And it's Damn. Like, and at the end, he's like, they're everywhere, Mav. Come on. And I was like, you're the worst one ever. Like, you're freaking out like crazy. And he's like, this is it, Mav.
Oh, I wish I'd have known.
You see him at, because he has his mask on, folks. Yeah. You see it at the end, and he's so much taller than everybody else. He's all celebrating at the end. It's like, Tom Cruise is here, and like, he's like, hoo-hoo.
Also, Meg Ryan just
oh my God.
Shows up as.
First movie, is it? And you're like, wow. She is going to be a fucking superstar.
She kind of shines, oh, doesn't she, when she's on screen?
And like
you're not really
she
looking.
Overshadows Kelly McGillis, if anything.
Yeah.
Like, Kelly McGillis is like, she's cool. She's the cool older lady. And you're like,
yeah. And she had a very classic look herself. There's
the
a few
hair.
Shots and big eyes. Yeah. And there was a few shots like where she's talking to him like, so you're giving up and all this. I thought like, wow, she looks like a classic sort of, you know, like a 50s actress or something.
The very
there.
End, when he's having the beer.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, afterwards. And she puts the quarter in the jukebox.
Yeah.
You've lost. And what a great scene that
oh,
is.
Oh, I love it.
The
yeah,
first,
yeah,
the
yeah.
first time.
Love that song.
Yeah, but like just when everybody's yeah. singing along, baby.
Yeah, that's her outro song
yeah.
right there.
Yeah, nice. Hey. But when she puts that in and it starts playing, he's looking around and then she just like appears in the doorway.
Yeah.
Another echo, Jennifer Connelly kind of does that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like, wow, like classy lady, as opposed to the fucking firecracker that Meg Ryan is, where she's yeah. just a ball of energy.
Yeah.
And you're like, immediately you know what a good thing her and Goose have.
Do you not think it would have been good to switch them?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Because she is like younger and she's
too
like...
too much of a wildcat.
Well, she's like, you know, take me to bed or lose me forever. Like,
yeah, yeah, it's not the
Kelly
character.
McGillis'
yeah,
character. Yeah. What's her name? Charlie?
Yeah.
Is not, that's not the
she's
character.
She's got to be more class.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise's one.
Yeah, you know, but I was just like, Meg Ryan, unbelievable.
Yeah, she looked great. And she acted very, you know, the role that she was great in.
Michael Ironside as well as... Jester.
I can't remember any.
Jester, he's like the number two to like Viper.
Okay.
And he's like,
his name.
I know. That's bad. That's bad call sign. But
Jester.
Do you know who he is? Yeah. Do you ever see? You obviously seen the Community episode where it's like the yams get smashed.
Yeah.
And it's like the court date. And he's like, he's his uncle, like your man Todd's uncle. He's like, I'm staying on his couch.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, don't answer that, soldier. You know?
I didn't know any of this.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's great. All right.
Do you know what? I would
give us a rating.
If I was giving it a rating, I'd give it a, I'd give it a 6.5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
It was not bad.
Yeah.
I wasn't going fuck's sake, but I kind of lost a bit of interest at the end. I will say.
I actually my
I was like what's
my,
the stakes? Why,
my interest
I...
picked up when they started doing the dogfighting stuff. Like,
yeah. In theory, it should have picked up by then. But I think I was questioning like, what's the point of all this? You know,
I think well because then I was they have like, to stop the communication ship from getting attacked. You know, and then
Maverick was much.
I mean,
top of Maverick
three.
Was much,
oh yeah, well it is much know, better. It is far superior.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give this like a 7.5.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's solid. Yeah, it is solid. It's a solid movie.
Yeah.
Ed Harris Award for excellence in acting.
I would say I would go with
call sign Sneezer.
I go with Cruise.
Cruise,
I think,
yeah.
I liked Cruise in this. And he's a real star.
Yeah, he is a star. I'm going to go Kilmer.
Yeah.
Because he's also just another star. But like the scene that kind of put it over the top for me was like after Goose is dead and like Maverick's packing up his stuff and he's like, you know, he's taking like 40 seconds
he's
to
trying,
say, he say,
he's thinking about,
I'm sorry about Goose.
Yeah, we all like
yeah. But we can't think about it now. But like, you're like,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know,
just little things like that.
That was good. Yeah. That was good.
And then at the end, it actually means so much more when they're like, he's like, you can be my wingman any day.
Bullshit.
Yeah. You know,
you can be mine.
You know, we did it. And the running the gag of he's like, clear for a flyby, like, no clearance. It's like, the coffee. Actually, that's my Daniel Day-Lewis
line reading?
Peachtree Dance Award for best line reading.
So long.
Yeah, well, it's part of the bit, isn't it? Where he's like, I want their butts. He's like, I want their butts on the line for this. And he walks out like and bumps into a bunch of coffee. He's like, oh. And then it's like, I want butts. And like, just storms off. He's like, that's twice now.
Brilliant.
What's your line reading?
I can't.
You got to up your line.
A need for speed.
Yeah, classic.
Terry, you would have been absolutely disgusted with me. We had like an office fun thing the other day when there was a quiz part. And the line, the question was, what movie has the line, I've got the need for speed? Now, I put down Fast and Furious.
I've got the need for speed.
For speed, fam.
Yeah. Family speed.
But, yeah, I thought when they gave the answer, of course, Top Gun. Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, I love that movie. Yeah. I was thinking, Terry be fucking livid.
You should have texted me. Voice note, Terry. I'm in the bathroom. What's the answer to one?
They're going to take my 100.
All right, well, that's a great way to wrap it up.
Yeah, great stuff.
Great start to our mini-series.
What's the next one?
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Ooh, boom, boom, okay. Boom, boom.
Very, you know, in vogue, considering Axel F. has just dropped on Netflix.
Is that supposed to be any good?
Supposed to be good, yeah.
Oh, good.
One is very good. Again, watch it every
I've seen three.
The worst one. Everybody's like, this, scrub this from the annals of history.
Well, if I liked three, it's bound to be a positive that two I liked
is,
two. Right?
I haven't seen two in forever.
Yeah.
So I remember one of them gets shot. I think that's about all I can remember.
Okay.
Maybe John Ashton. Maybe.
Folks, thank you so much. Also, do not forget that you can still use your platform here as a beloved patron to shape what goes on the main feed. It's not like we don't have ideas, but we'll certainly, in some capacity, unless it's a terrible idea, let's face it, incorporate it into the main.
Hate-filled.
Yeah. So please keep that correspondence coming. We've been loving the feedback. Even if you just want to tell us how great we are, I mean, that's fine too.
What's so great about Terry and Andy?
Everything.
So thanks so much. And you're behind the paywall, so you get the big L from me. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Big L from me too, guys.
And we'll see you next week for Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Fuck.